sing along.
Alyssa brought me a menu.
Oh, whoa.
Jay, this is the kind of stuff that floats my boat.
Okay, whoa. Tell us more.
I'm very hungry this morning. I need to put something in my body. I have a meeting after this today, and I don't want to go into that meeting with an empty stomach.
Grumbly tumbly?
Yeah.
Is your tummy grumbly?
First of all, they have De Leon's burritos, amazing.
But they also have the De Leon bacon burrito or the Mexican burrito.
Mexicana burrito. Mm. So that's something. And then, let's see. You can get a bagel with, like, eggs and arugula.
I had no idea. I didn't know that in Dava Coffee Roasters you could eat.
I want to get for Steve.
Which one? Spicy avocado?
Read what's on that.
Radish, tomato, chili flakes. Is that a cereal? Pickled onions.
They're great.
Oh, boy. Cilantro oil and microgreens with a lime slice.
Avocado toast.
That sounds like he
how
would
good
hate
does that sound?
Everything about that.
Boy, I mean, talk about like everything that I am terrified of.
Yeah, that just literally says this.
Do you like avocado toast in general?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay, so you would not eat just regular avocado toast.
You say avocado or avocado? What do you say?
I say avocado.
You say ava.
Avocado.
You say avocado.
Boy, that is interesting. I don't know. I didn't think I said this.
Do you switch it
avocado.
Up? Do you go both ways?
Let me think about it. Hey, when you're at the store today, pick up some avocados.
Yeah,
How did I say?
I think you say avocado.
Yeah, I say avocado.
And I say avocado, and I'm not even sure. I mean, I'm sure both are probably fine, but you want some sun
butter? One of you is definitely right, and one of you is definitely wrong.
I think that's true.
I don't know if that's true or not. But
does it count more because I like it?
I feel like your knowledge of it would probably make yours more accurate.
Yeah, but just because I eat it doesn't mean I know how to say it.
You're very usual. You know, it's not usual for you to be accurate in pronunciations.
True.
So, yeah. But I don't know. I'm going to go with you, man.
Yeah. I say avocado.
Avocado, yeah.
Avocado.
That might be a Midwestern
thing. Maybe it's a Midwestern thing.
Yeah. Avocado.
Wait, do you say aunt or aunt?
Well, it depends.
Yeah, Jay used to say aunt.
I say aunt if you attach the name to it. Oh. But if I don't attach the name to it, I tend to say.
Oh, so you'll just say that's my aunt.
That's my aunt. That's my aunt Julie. That's my aunt Patty.
But if you attach the name,
that's my aunt.
You say aunt.
Yeah, I think that's the way. I think that's the way I do it.
Huh.
So wait, if the name
because if
attached,
you say that's my aunt, it sounds weirder for people to understand what you're saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You go, oh, that's my aunt. And they go, oh, that's your aunt. And
that's
uncle?
Your aunt.
And if I say with uncle, it's always aunt and uncle, not aunt and uncle. And then if I say the name, though, it's always aunt.
Steve, are you an aunt?
No, I just always say aunt.
Okay. Yeah. Same here. I've never said aunt. But
yeah.
Fancy.
It sounds weird when you say it with a name.
My aunt. Okay,
oh,
Buffy.
It's my aunt.
Oh, that's my aunt bagel.
When was the last time? I was just thinking of the other day, and I don't know why. But I was thinking of my mom's side of the family, and
must be the holidays.
Yeah, maybe something with it.
What do you think, Stephen Michael Heskey?
It could be. That could be it.
I know. Maybe one of it was one of my aunts.
Yeah, you say whatever you want, dude.
She would be like a great aunt to me. It would be my mom's.
All of my
aunt.
Aunts are great.
Yeah, it would be my mom's aunt. She passed away at like 90 something.
Okay.
And I was thinking then about that family, and how the two sisters, not her, but her other two sisters, Lenora and Ruth, hello, old names.
Right.
Married brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Clarence and Al.
Wait.
Yeah, so they married brothers.
Sisters married brothers, yeah.
Sisters married brothers.
Oh, okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it at all. It's just, it's very
judging. He was just mentioning it, that it was a little bit unusual.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's fine.
I don't know that it happens a lot, and I'm trying to think if I've. Do you know anybody that's ever done that? Like, nowadays, like, I feel like back then maybe it happened because there was more kids in each family. It gave a better, just the numbers game was better.
Maybe it was a small town thing, less to choose from.
That could be. Yeah, that could be for sure.
What was, there was a, maybe it was a video I saw the other day because I think they'd been married for a while, but it was two twin
twins
sisters.
Twins and twins.
Yeah, married two twin brothers.
I saw that too. Yeah.
And they had children who are technically half...
Alien?
No. Oh. But obviously they're cousins.
That would be different, yeah.
But they're cousins, but they're also like half siblings in a way?
Huh?
I don't think that's right.
Something weird.
Oh, that's not right.
No, I know it's not right, but there's something. It's other.
Yeah,
it's another.
I don't know.
They're not just cousins, like genealogically speaking, they're.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I could dig that there's something deeper there. I'm just not sure what it is. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twins and twins is really weird.
Twins to twins, yeah.
I mean, sisters and brothers are odd enough.
Yeah. I think they met at like a twin festival or something.
I could see that.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
I think there's one in like Ohio.
A twin festival?
There should be one in Minnesota.
There should. It is the Twin City.
Oh, Twin Cities.
Did you really not get that?
Not right away.
My
goodness.
Minnesota Twins.
Oh, my goodness.
Twin Cities, you know?
Yeah.
I was on the other side of the state, Jay.
The other side? You were north. Is north and south considered a side? I thought sides were east
sides
or west.
No, sides are sides.
No, I was north or west.
Were you west or north?
Both. Yeah,
okay.
That's north though.
So you were in the upper side of the state.
Yeah. No, I was 45 minutes away from Fargo.
Yeah, lucky. Bragger.
Wow. 45 minutes.
Yeah, jealous, huh?
That's like 45 minutes
from Fargo.
Like
45 when you go to town,
the end of the
you're
earth.
Going to Fargo. That's
no, that's, no. You went to St. Cloud, right?
No, that's too far.
Oh wow.
Oh, St. Cloud's too far.
Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours.
What's the St. Cloud's football team's name?
St. Cloud football?
Yeah.
Their high school? I don't know.
No. Their college. There's a college there.
Yeah, St. Cloud State.
Yeah, I see.
St. Cloud State. Okay.
Yeah.
The guy I coached with in high school, he coached there.
He coached at St. Cloud State. He coached football?
Yeah, he sure did.
Wow.
I don't know what their mascot is. Are they the Bears?
If only there was a way.
St. Cloud.
That's not right.
Because I thought
Bears.
It would be something like the Storm or the St. Cloud.
No, that's not it.
Chill.
No.
Just something that had to do with the weather. Because St. Cloud seems like a cold place.
Hilarious that you say that.
What is it?
Can you read it right there in the middle of my phone?
St. Cloud University's mascot is Blizzard the Husky.
Oh, they are the Huskies.
Yeah.
Blizzard T. Husky.
Blizzard T. Husky is the actual name of the mascot.
What does the T stand for?
Terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
I mean, I went with the, but that's kind of dumb.
Yeah. No, Blizzard is a great first name for a Husky.
It is.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah,
they're the Huskies.
Bad.
You're right, Kevin. It should be something about
the weather.
The cold weather.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Well, thank you for all that. That was really, really great. In the meantime, we are here at Indaba Coffee
I feel
Roasters.
Like you mean it.
Yeah, what a transition.
Well,
right
when you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
It's Donation Day, and we are raising money for the Christmas Wish, and it's a way that you can help out people in your own community, your backyard, at your school. And, you know, we talk about that all the time, you know, like when we do the food drive. It's so much more widespread than maybe you're aware, because people don't like to walk around and go, hey, you know, I'm struggling right now.
Right.
It's just not, not a fun thing to talk about necessarily. So,
well, it doesn't take much to have, you know, right now where things are expensive and things are tight for a lot of families. It's like, it doesn't take much to be like, dude, we are not going to have a very great Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not one of those that most people want to run out and tell everybody. Like you said, it's just one of those. But if you know a family that is in need, you can certainly nominate them, and then hopefully we can make their Christmas wish come true.
Absolutely. So you can nominate on our website, thebig999coyotecountry.com, and then for Donation Day, which is what's going on right now, same website, you know, you can also donate there. I know that most of the people who came by here, a lot of people don't have cash, so we have the QR code, which will hook you up real quick, easy way to make a donation. Or you can text the word wish to 509-441-0999.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
2017 February was when I went to Mexico. You know, kind of a last-ditch effort to try to save our marriage. And,
oh, jeez, Kevin.
Well, it wasn't, like, painted that way, but you knew. And it was like...
Well, I mean, maybe you knew.
It
I didn't.
Wasn't.
Why say I knew?
Kevin James.
The shrimp were good.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, you know... Silver lining.
Oh, man. When you hear the things back that you say, you go,
Yeah, in particular.
You just got it felt good in the moment.
And in particular, you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate
you. I don't regret it.
Yeah.
It's all real.
Steve, how's your hearing?
Not good.
Jeez Louise, Steve.
I told you what my daughter said in Nashville, right?
Huh?
She's like, you know, of course she's very nice, very spad nice, and she's sweet. And
she was very nice.
And then she said to me, we got back to the room, and we're just kind of hanging out. We're getting ready to go to dinner, and she's like, seriously, I think Steve should get his hearing checked.
Because he can't hear anything?
Right.
I mean, I hear everything, just maybe not correct.
Kevin said. Steve. What did you say?
Yeah, and we looked at this menu together here at Indaba, which is a great menu of breakfast burritos from De Leon's and like wonderful, you know, you've got like bagels with
It looks delicious.
Cheese and meat and arugula.
Bacon and then avocado.
And I was like, I'm going to get avocado toast. I love avocado toast. And so that's what I'm going to get. So she came over and she said, what did you decide on? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do the avocado toast, please. And she was like, okay, 10 out of 10. It's coming right up.
She said it was her favorite. Alyssa said it was her favorite.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was some sort of bacon and it's got something else on it.
Yeah, it's fancy.
It looks delicious.
Right.
Sure.
And Steve says, you ended up ordering pancakes?
You said something weird. It sounded like
I did
pancakes.
Not. I said avocado toast.
It sounded like pancakes.
Yeah, you definitely need to get it checked, bro.
I think I said bacon avocado toast. So that makes sense.
Oh, pancakes.
Bacon avocado toast sounds like pancakes.
It would have been
funny.
And
then I said, what about this place makes you think that they're going to serve pancakes?
Yeah.
Can I get a pancake and a couple of burnt sausage links? Thanks. It just doesn't have that vibe here, man.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying what I hear, man.
Yeah, just a guy trying to get going. He's trying to get his life together. Steve, trying to get his life together.
I mean, you're on the other side of the table.
That is true.
So it's hard
to hear. And I am hard to hear sometimes. I will say that.
Boy, I wish that were true.
I can be a mumbler.
He was mumbling. Mumbling about pancakes.
Yeah.
And I was looking towards her, which was away from you.
Yeah. But.
So we're at Indaba Coffee Roasters, guys, and
it's for a good cause.
There's a lot of great ways to help, and this is one of them. I didn't get the lady's name; we just dropped off. I think she got her change. She put her change in
the way she liked it.
Yeah, you know, she just kind of did a drive by there,
and that was
by.
Great. Yeah, she 100% got her coffee, whatever she was getting today, and then the change. She just came over and said, "Here you go." We like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And if you're new to the Christmas Wish, it's a pretty simple concept. It's, you know, for families who maybe, you know, I don't know, you ever seen a utility bill go up maybe this time of year? You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Maybe some tires, baby items, food, all those kinds of things.
The tires is the one that'll get you. Where you just
think?
Like, you know you don't want to do it because they're expensive. And then the weather starts to get, and you're just like, I got to do it.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That
just
one. That one can ruin Christmas.
Oh, man. You know, it's nothing like, you know, $400 to a $2,000 quick expense right before the holidays.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of thing. And maybe it might just be, you know, a gift certificate for groceries. I mean, this is the thing with the Christmas Wish. Well, first of all, the nomination process is you go online at the Coyote Country's website, and then all the nominations are there. We've got hundreds of nominations already and many more opportunities to nominate a family. And then what we do is we sift through, we try to, you know, I guess cover as many wishes as possible is probably the best way to put that. And that is from donations. That's how we do it.
Absolutely.
And there's plenty of ways that you can help. Easiest way, of course, is to text WISH to 509-441-0999. We shoot you back a link and you can do it that way. Mm-hmm. We've got the QR code here for those that don't have cash. We've got a little donation box for those that do. You know, when you go to all of our sponsors, which are all listed on the website, they're all doing their own version of it, of helping out. So there's lots of ways to make a difference. And all the money, every single dollar of it, stays right here in our own community. And then I know people are always like, well, I'd like to know where my money goes. I get that. I do, too.
And you're going to hear, starting next week, deliveries.
Absolutely.
Where we actually go and do some of these, you know, Christmas wishes, granting a Christmas wish, live on the air next week. But
are you nervous about that?
No, I'm more excited about it.
I'm excited, too.
I've always thought it was really, really cool, and
absolutely.
I've always thought something like that would be fun to do.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I'm excited to do the delivery.
Oh, there's your avocado toast.
That is fancy.
Holy Toledo.
Alyssa, that looks amazing. Wow.
10 out of 10. Look at that.
She wasn't joking.
Yeah, that is fancy.
Dang.
She is hilarious.
She's great. And I love how she, instead of putting it on the table in front of me.
I know.
Because I'm going to, but she was like, oh, there's radio equipment there.
Yeah, she's respectful.
So she grabbed a chair and put it on top of the stool.
She also knows you probably spill it on yourself.
Yeah, you got some silverware there, too, man.
Let's take a look, guys.
Dude, that you need to take a picture of that. Are you kidding me right now?
Boy, that looks good. It has radishes on it.
That's the fanciest looking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's drizzled in, what is that?
Probably ranch?
What are that is a spicy... Aiola?
Oh, pancakes.
Yeah, basically pancakes, Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, it depends, but usually tuna.
Oh, my God.
Tuna with nothing.
No, I get stuff on it.
Like what?
Lettuce, tomato.
Okay.
Mayonnaise.
That seems weird.
What's weird about it?
All of it.
Really?
Kevin James.
Like a BLT with tuna.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The CLT.
Tuna, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems
that's really something.
Seems like something, all right.
It's delicious. brain food.
We're at Indaba Coffee Roasters. It's Jay. It's Kevin. It's Stephen Michael Heskey. All hanging out. And thanks to Indaba for having us out here, being part of Christmas Wish. Chance to make a big day here for our donation day. A lot of people helping out as they get their change for their coffee or they scan the QR code, or you just donate online at thebig999coyotecountry.com. All the money stays local for those who might need a little bit of a little boost during the holiday seasons. We start doing deliveries next week just to kind of give you the full story. Also, I would encourage you, if you're looking for other ways to donate, because all the sponsors have their own little ways of doing it.
Correct.
Some are selling the Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like it's like some of the other things you've seen where you get like the piece of paper, you write your name on it, they put it on their wall. Like if you want to see some that are like delicious burnt hamburgers, holy smokes, they got so many walls.
Thanks, buddy.
Dunk
like that
thing.
That was with authority.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Hey,
thank you for helping out.
What's your name, sir?
Vinny.
Vinny?
Vinny, why do you look better than ever right now? Maybe that's it, but like your beard gets grayer, but you're one of those guys who it looks like you're the guy who like they say, oh, gray, silver is sexy. It's like it doesn't look like that on me. It just looks white.
Yeah,
it's the dark skin, that
contrast.
Does help. Yeah, that
contrast.
Yeah, the contrast.
There you go.
Well, thanks, buddy, for always supporting us.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, thank
Appreciate
you, bud.
He's
that a was
good
a
man.
Good. That was a good dunk too.
Yeah,
I think
it was.
That
was
solid effort. He wasn't messing around with that,
dude. I thought that was Vinny, but then I was like,
he does look different.
He does. I mean, he always looked great.
I mean, he's just a sexy man.
He is.
I don't mind
really
saying
is.
It.
Whoa, he's got speed too. He's out of the building.
He's athletic.
He's gone.
Wow.
Go ahead and say it, Steve. He's a sexy man. Let's go ahead and say it. It's fine.
I feel like this is going to be...
No, it's fine.
Well, wait until he gets in his car.
So
that'll
he
be better.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
No, he's a sexy man.
Blurt it out quickly so he might not have any proof you said it.
Yeah. Was he getting
if you guys know
drunk,
him, he text him and say that Steve said he was sexy on the air.
Hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
I was reading that. Did you see this story?
Speaking of sexy.
No.
Is that the story you have?
No, I had that, but I wanted.
Oh, now you're changing it up.
Did you see this one about the worst guest at Thanksgiving dinner?
The worst guests?
The worst TV guests at your Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, so you're taking a TV character.
A character.
Ooh. They're at your Thanksgiving dinner. Who's the worst?
Cousin It, number 10.
Okay, that's a dollar.
See, that's what I say. Now,
that's fine.
A couple that you're like, okay. I don't know Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. I don't know that person.
I don't either.
I don't know pretty much the entire Roy family from Succession.
Oh, dude, I disagree.
The
Roy family is...
You want them at the James household?
They are messed up, man.
But how fun, though.
But they might be good.
Entertaining.
I mean, oh, my gosh.
That's why when I saw this list, I'm like, no, there's going to be some on here we're going to disagree with. Angela from The Office. Because she's too judgmental and smart. Like, I know, but how fun.
I get it. Because
you got to have the one person that everybody knows is kind of the pain.
That's true.
And isn't that the one you want? Because she's harmless enough. She's going to say, your food's dry. And then look how much fun it'll be to make fun of her.
Yeah.
At the time or later after the fact? Or both?
I think maybe both. Yeah.
Okay.
Who else do they have?
Beth Dutton.
Oh, good God. Yeah.
She might be a little too rough.
Yeah, I mean, Beth, it's so funny because
and again,
we,
if you're
we
family,
all watch that show and we're like, I love Beth Dutton, you know, and then like girls are wearing shirts that are like Beth Dutton vibe. And
or
I'm like,
I'll go Beth Dutton on you.
Yeah, I'll go Beth Dutton. And I get it, but if I actually knew Beth in real life,
oh,
that is not a person I want to be friends with.
Well, hey, here's the thing. If you're friends, you're great.
That's true. That's
true. I mean, she's loyal and would, you know, fight to the death for you.
She would.
As she has proven many times.
Got your back, huh?
Yo, 100%. But if you're on the other side of that, you're right. You don't want any part of that. Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory?
Don't know it well enough.
Steve?
I don't know it.
I mean, he's a little awkward. Is that weird for me to say?
Wait, you're calling him awkward?
Yeah.
Huh. Hello, Pot. This is Kettle. How are you?
Hi.
Is he also obnoxious, or is he just awkward?
He's also obnoxious.
Okay. Well, that's something you never could be.
Unintentionally, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, sometimes I think
condescending?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody from The Sopranos?
Fair. Yeah.
I mean, if you like
I
that
mean, the mob. Who really wants the mafia at your house?
I mean, you said it out loud. I'm not going to comment. Then Hannibal Lecter from the TV show Hannibal. I'm like, you know, fair enough.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
Fine.
Some of the people on that list, I'm like, you know what? That's
makes
a good
some
call.
Sense.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner. Which TV character? Well, they should have done then which of the 10 characters you want at your...
Who would be fun? Yeah.
Would be great.
Oh, yeah, that would be... That's a fun list.
Because it's easier to pick the ones you don't want. That's why. I mean, yeah, you don't want Hannibal Lecter at your Thanksgiving dinner? That's weird. Well, yeah, we're already carving up something. We don't want Hannibal Lecter
let's
there.
Let's just stay there.
We're already carving up something.
I feel like that's going to end poorly for many of the guests.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Oh, many of the guests. Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
Because when you think of your favorite TV shows, do you watch them because of the characters that, you know, are crazy and outlandish? Or do you watch it for, oh, man, I want to be like that guy. That guy's cool. Like, you want Casey Dutton at your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, it's... Okay, so I think about Succession and a show that I absolutely loved. One of my favorite shows of all time.
Right.
Why did I love it so much? Because, well, first of all, it's hilarious. That's part of it.
Right.
It's... a ridiculous world that they live in.
Sure.
Yeah. But here's what I always thought when I would watch that show. They thought this up because somebody was like this.
Well, yeah. They don't.
And that's the part that always amazes me.
They heard about
Yeah, they took
something.
This from somebody in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
And that part is amazing. And just the dysfunction while they still continue to function is something else.
Did you watch Landman?
Just that... Second episode. I haven't watched the first one yet.
Wow, you need to go back.
Okay, I'm gonna.
I watched the first episode last night, and there's two more. You need to go back.
Okay.
For sure. There's, I mean...
Billy great
Bob,
stuff?
Billy Bob Thornton.
He's unreal.
He's so good.
Yeah.
It's just, it's going to be a great series. I'm now, I don't know, man.
You're all in just after one episode.
After
huh?
one episode, I was like,
wow.
I feel bad because I'm like watching all these Taylor Sheridan things, and I don't even really have an opinion on Taylor Sheridan other than
right.
whatever, dude. How are you living your life writing all this
He's
stuff?
He's creative.
Are you okay? Yeah. Do you need to take a break? Because, dude, whatever. I mean, I know you say you – I always think that. Written by Taylor Sheridan. What? How much was written by him?
That's a good question.
Like, did he write
but I feel
the
like
title
a lot.
Down on a piece of paper and then somebody took over? Because there's no way one person could write all that.
No.
It's impossible. But it's,
maybe you write the whole concept.
So now I'm watching Landman.
Yeah.
Written by him. Lioness.
Written by him.
And obviously Yellowstone.
Yeah.
So, and I think I'm going to try to pick up a couple more. Because I think I'm not too far behind.
What do you think? Tulsa King?
I don't know if I can go. I don't know if I can. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But I wouldn't mind one more.
Hey, you need to watch 1883. I know you know. But
and it's not even, is there only one season of that?
Yeah, and that's kind of the spoiler alert, unfortunately.
Is it
now.
Not going to ever, they're never going to go for season two?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I mean, it's only like that 10,
I know
8 or 10 episodes.
I think season two is 1923.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
That's kind of, it's like the 1883, and then it's 1923 is
right.
The next. But, like, your wife, she loves Tim and Faith.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we'll watch it.
That alone is a selling point.
Yeah.
And then it's just really, I can't get over the journey that people made to come out west.
Yeah.
It intrigues me so much, where it's just like, hey, there's a promise of a different land all the way out west. And
right.
I that stuff is intriguing to me.
Well, yeah.
And that show does a pretty good job of depicting all of it.
Steve, are you going to watch any of those shows ever, do you think?
Maybe at some point.
I mean, at what point? After you're two seasons behind and then you got to catch up?
Yeah.
Well, do you like, do you like
see, that's
action?
Yeah, I do.
Mystery, intrigue?
Yeah, but that's the problem, though. Like, you get two seasons behind and it's like, ah. Two seasons.
I know, because then you got like 20 shows, and with all the things that you're doing, and then you know, like all the places you're going. And
are you watching Shrinking or not?
I saw the first season, but my Apple Plus expired.
Nah.
So, but I'm thinking of getting it. I don't know.
It's so good.
Yeah, they need to hurry up and get another episode because I didn't like the way that last episode ended.
I mean, you did.
I did, but
right.
I was like, oh,
but it was
I
like
so
that
bad.
Cliffhanger where you're like, I got to wait a week to get through this. I know.
Yeah. That's why it's good to binge watch.
It really is.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, it really is.
And that's an easy one to do it.
Being in control of the episodes that are already out is way better.
Yeah.
And that might be why I liked the first season so much. It was because I could just...
Absolutely.
Went through all
well, they're also 30
episodes.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing in one...
And now it's like... And you can do it soon. I think they're getting there. We have episode...
Four?
Seven or eight?
Five? Six?
I was just blown away because I think it was... I think it's episode 7 last
Is it
week.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because I said, I've been watching this 7 weeks in a row.
Huh. And that's something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your TV review. But no, I'm telling you, though, you got to go back and watch that first episode.
Where okay, well, I'm going to. Don't worry.
Okay, all right. I was concerned. I just don't like it when you're watching them out of order, Kevin. I'm concerned.
I know. That part isn't cool, so I'll but I'll get it. I think I can wrap my brain
around
it.
Well, you got a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you find time. You got 4 days.
I'll do it today. I don't know. I'm
watching on the plane.
Impatient for the Zags. I just want Zags 3 days in a row.
Their next game isn't until tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow at 11:30.
That's such a weird time.
Inconvenient time.
I know. It's a weird time.
But they're in the Bahamas. That's the problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're not on the same time zone.
Really?
Nah.
Did you look it up or something?
Yep.
Okay.
I was surprised.
What time is it?
I don't remember, but I know it's not,
What time is it in the Bahamas right now?
It's not Pacific.
It's 12:40. It's only 3 hours.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Eastern time, baby.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Duh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, so that is a respectable option then.
It is. Steve, I've been a longtime supporter of this sit.
Okay, alright.
wow.
Not everyone is, though.
Kevin James.
I appreciate pronunciation more today than ever.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alright, back live at Indaba Coffee Roasters. What happened? What did I miss? What was so funny?
That I just turned your mic up.
And, right, when I sneezed, coughed, and oof. Man.
And then I looked at you and rolled my eyes, and Steve thought that was very humorous.
It was humorous.
It was. It was. I apologize. I probably blew your ears out.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. How's the avocado toast, my friend?
That's so good.
Oh, gosh. Just another reason to come to Indaba Coffee Roasters.
Yeah.
I mean, the food is good. They got a fancy menu. They got great coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know what Bobby told us at one point, what they did. Kevin, I asked Bobby, who runs Indaba Coffee Roasters.
Yeah.
I said, you know, why is your coffee so good? Because I just have been drinking the black coffee. Because sometimes the other stuff gets all, you know, gunky.
Yeah, and it's one of those, you've said it from the beginning, it really does taste better.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, why does it taste better? And Steve and I are standing there, and he explained it.
Yeah.
And I was like, are those English words? Because I didn't understand one thing he said.
Right.
But it was, I mean, the process to get it to where that they, you know, grind it and whatever. I don't know what they do. I could make up stuff and pretend like I know, but right. I don't know what they do.
Where
but
do they do that at?
But he was like, the way he explained it, I mean, I don't know, man. They know a lot about coffee. All I know is it tastes good. And it's not, you know, acidy or whatever that right. word is, that acidic, I guess, that
yeah.
that you just, you know, that you said earlier makes your tummy feel weird.
I don't like it.
No. And that's the beauty of it. But anyway, that's just one of the benefits of coming here. The other benefit, of course, it's a cool place. It's a great yeah. vibe. You can buy their coffee in bags, and if you buy their Christmas blend, $5 from every bag sold goes to Christmas Wish.
Yes, and that's that helps up. That adds up fast.
Man, I
it really does. Because, you know, just 2 is 10.
That's very good math, Steve. What would 7 be?
5, 35.
Yeah, look at him.
Oh,
that
boy.
Took about a second and a half.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Well, I thought you said pancakes, and then that was...
Oh, man.
Like, that's not a number.
There's a lot of people who come into this place.
It has gotten so busy.
Quite impressive.
Yeah.
Should we just want to yell hi, John, and just watch him?
No, let's not embarrass poor John.
Hi, John.
So he's just going to do it.
Yeah,
he didn't hear you.
I did it just loud enough so he couldn't hear me. He turned and looked. He's like, please don't yell my name again. So anyway, this is our donation day. This is the day set aside to make a difference. Thanks to all those people who've already come by today. From people that we have known to, you know, guys like Adam, who we didn't know, who we got to meet today.
Yes.
He was our first guy. Nice. Very first guy. The guy that we said looked like Jordan Davis.
That's right.
So you can come by and make a donation here on site. And well, any of the Indaba Coffee Roasters, all of our sister stations are out today, too. And then you can do it online at thebig999coyotecountry.com. And you can do it here with the QR code.
Yeah, it really is simple. If you're here, there's, you know, you don't have cash, we get it.
Right.
I like what some people do. They buy stuff, and if they have cash left over, they'll donate. And if not, just come over, scan the QR code, and boom, baby, you are set. You can make a donation, and it's just that simple.
Yeah, and dabba dabba doo.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Steve. Stephen Michael Heskey.
Stephen Michael. What a name.
Anthony, does Stephen Michael Heskey sound like a wrestler or an author? Author, thank you.
Thank you. Whoa, you are very close to me.
Good God, yo, man.
You just scared
terrified me.
Half to death. Oh, my gosh. That's the loudest you've ever talked. Yeah. Holy cow. Well,
I was just not expecting it.
Oh, my gosh.
He was right there. Hi.
Anthony Sneaky.
Yeah.
He's right. He's very,
Hi.
Very sneaky.
Hi, Kaylee.
Also, Stephen Michael Heskey, any last words? It's your last day on the air, maybe ever.
Why? That sounds...
Oh, yeah, we probably won't talk to you between now and Christmas.
Christmas? Wow.
Yeah, Stephen Michael Heskey.
Oh, boy. You want me to call in?
Oh, yeah?
When you're on vacation?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I would... Well, wait, that's only tomorrow, though. No, next week, right? You're
gone
a couple
gone.
Days next week.
Yeah,
that's what
days.
We need you to call is next week.
Okay, I can
and,
do that.
And by that time, I think there'll be enough stories from...
We might miss you a little bit.
And I'm not saying
not,
that we'll
yeah.
just... But you'll have to be on speakerphone because we're going to need the input from
yes.
King Peter and Big Barb.
Well, they're always on speakerphone.
That is
correct.
True.
Yeah, they're always... I mean, they're not going to call not on speakerphone. Yeah. They're a married couple.
Hold on. Do they still have a house phone?
They just got rid of it not too long ago.
Okay. Really? Cut the cord, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
My dad was like, this seems kind of pointless, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You're correct, Peter.
So yeah.
It has been for about 15 years, but it's all right. So
this was about 6 months ago, but...
Hey.
Yeah, whatever, man. I mean,
I got around to it, though.
Yeah. I still use my home phone number for half the things I sign into.
Oh, that's the best, isn't it?
All those things are like, hey, you're part of our rewards, whatever. And I'm like...
I have
yeah.
a...
I don't know whose number this is, but I'm using it.
An old office number from when we had our own building, Jay. Remember when you and I had our own building?
That had a phone?
Hell yeah.
And you, what number was? Oh, I guess you can't say.
444-6789. One of the greatest phone numbers of all time. And that
is.
Did
you sign up with stuff on that?
Oh, everything. Yeah. Everything.
I love that because you didn't care if they ever called.
No, I didn't care if they called.
That's hilarious.
That building is torn down now, and that phone number is long gone, but
it
still works for all the discounts.
Call now if you have the number 444-6789.
I can see somebody paying for it.
Absolutely.
It might be a business
now. It'd be a great business number.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it.
That isn't.
I'm going to call it right now.
Yeah, see what it is, Jay.
What do I care, right?
Right.
Wrong number's a wrong number.
What if it goes to my voicemail still? It's like, hey, this is Kevin.
That would be the best ever.
Yeah. I hope it's like a law office or something.
Oh, me too. So they'll sue us?
Well, it's a simple phone call, guys.
I know. Steve thinks we're going to get in trouble.
No.
No. Can't be completed as dialed, guys.
Okay, so it's just disconnected.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It still works at Safeway.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Details.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's a show we have to go, guys.
The 29th annual.
That was it?
Oh, that's it. We got to go.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you really wrapped it up.
I really did.
You were.
Oh, you got to turn Steve's mic on. Was that like
do
subtle?
Do I need to?
I mean.
Vacation mode, baby.
He really wanted to shut you down there, yeah. Steve. That seemed rude to me.
It's fine.
Yeah. Steve, have a great vacation.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, appreciate
it. Enjoy it.
Very excited for you to go home and see the family and, you know, reunite. You know, I just had a weird premonition, like a view, like a vision.
Yeah.
That Steve's going to go home and meet the love of his life. And that he'll have a pen pal relationship for 8 months. And
so they're in jail?
No.
Pen pals are only in jail.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, just being like a long distance relationship.
Oh, okay. Yeah, most people would just type nowadays.
Type? Like on a typewriter?
An email message. Like
okay, they're
going to,
you know what? They're going
they're gonna to have a long distance DM relationship.
A FaceTime relationship.
Yeah.
That's more 2024.
Thank
but
you.
I don't, no, don't meet somebody there. That's
I know, that's what I, but that's what I think, but I just
that's
had a weird feeling, but I mean, I don't want that.
No. What if he goes there and meets a girl from, like, Spokane? That would be wild.
Well, that
who
would
just happens to be their visiting family.
That would just be dumb.
Dumb.
I mean, come on, that's just weird.
Yeah.
It is very strange, though, so I obviously they don't really have
internet, TV,
no, a direct
satellite, pancakes.
Pancakes. They do have pancakes.
Who are we talking about? Your parents?
No. I'm saying
Chicago.
No,
Illinois.
Boy, words.
Help us.
Airlines.
Well, I can't. He's playing Pictionary over here, or not Pictionary. What's
Blurt?
Yeah. No, they don't have a direct flight from Spokane to Chicago, or they probably do. But
no, they don't.
Just not very many.
Tough to find. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to Vegas to then go.
It's
to
on
Chicago.
The way. Yep.
So that just seems really strange.
Oh yeah, welcome to flying out of Spokane.
I got it. This is what's going to happen. Goes there, family reunion, blah, 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 holidays, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
On the way home, flying to Spokane, that's when it happens.
That makes so much sense.
That's way better.
Everybody's in a good mood, right? They went home for the holidays.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but it's
good mood.
Well, most people.
Yeah.
So from Denver to Spokane.
Ends up
Denver is your layover?
On the way back?
Oh,
perfect amount of time.
Great chance.
Perfect amount
somebody.
Of time.
Yeah.
You're sitting there in the Denver airport, and the next thing you know, somebody's in, they get on, and you're like, oh, go ahead, because you, of course, would do that because you're a gentleman and also a nice person. And they get on ahead of you, and then, oh, weird, we're actually sitting in the same row. We're sitting right next to each other. And then, of course, you, would you like a piece of gum? You know, and then you meet, boom.
Yeah.
Love of your life.
You think they'll serve pancakes on board?
You need to stop.
I doubt it, but, you know, I've got it.
Make any promises.
The girl was visiting her family in Aspen. They're loaded.
Oh, and she lives in Spokane.
Yeah, and she
makes sense.
Falls in love with Steve.
This is like a Hallmark movie, guys. This is going to be great.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
And then sad part is she's like, you know what? We're so wealthy, baby. I don't want you to work anymore. I just want you to be home with me all the time.
And we'd lose Steve. We'd lose Steve as the producer.
Yeah, and that would be it.
Worthwhile, though, if he falls in love, I'm willing.
I'm willing to give him
but
up for love.
That's the only reason.
That's the only reason.
Oh, okay.
It's the only reason, just so you know.
And I'd give you up for love, Steve.